Hi, my name is Evelyn Solis. I'm from the U.S., States, Maryland. I came to the school because this is a huge opportunity for us that Cuba is giving to us to learn, like, what is actually to study medicine here. So it's different from what is in the U.S. Here in Cuba, they teach you, like, values, like solidarity. They teach you how to be humble with the people. They teach you to treat the patient in a different way. Don't see, like, the patient like something economic, but see a human being there. So for me, coming to Cuba to study here medicine is a great opportunity that I am given, and I am blessed, and I'm thankful to Cuba for this huge opportunity that I am given right now. Professors are great. They actually care about the students. They care that you know the stuff that you are learning. It's not just the material. It's beyond that. They teach you to have this compassion, this passion about to study medicine that you every day wish to be in the class actually learning. And I just love being here in Cuba. People in Cuba are amazing. They are really humble. They have this passion for, like, teaching, for their culture, for all the things that they actually appreciate. And that is something that I am amazed about. It. Cuba has a lot of people from different places, and it's amazing because you get to know so many cultures. You'll get to learn about different things that you didn't know before. And Cuba, I see as the place where you can find, like, diversity of culture, of people, of language, of and everything. So it's amazing to get along with different people, and I think Cuba is a place where you can find that.
Hi, my name is Jiddu Krishnamurti Sirken. My family's from Nicaragua, but I'm born and raised in San Francisco, California, in the United States. And so growing up, I heard a lot about Cuba. Growing up, I heard about the solidarity, the international solidarity that Cuba promotes, but even more so, the human solidarity that Cuba promotes. It doesn't matter what country, what community, what neighborhood. The way that Cuban international solidarity works is that it aims to get health to every corner in the world. And for me, that was a sense of inspiration, given that I come from one of the most developed countries in the United States. Yet there is health disparities within our own neighborhoods. There is areas where there aren't doctors, where people die of preventable diseases. So a place like Cuba, where everybody, no matter what color you are, no matter what your job is, you have access to healthcare. For me, that was something that's unbelievable. And to learn medicine here is to learn how to become a compassionate doctor, how to become a doctor that's fueled on solidarity, on human solidarity. This is 20 years of training people from all over the world. So these are dozens of thousands of students that are now working in their own countries, changing their own healthcare systems, and to promote health not just as something biological, but psychological and social. My professors teach me to be a student that knows the knowledge, not just memorize it, but to understand it. It's one thing to read something and you just memorize it. It's another thing to truly understand it and to recite it, or like Cubans say, exponer. And that's the principle, is that we really here learn the knowledge so that we're able to apply it back into our own communities.